you don't maybe need to go to Joel chapter 2, but that's what came into my mind this morning early. And I kept asking the Lord all day, is there anything? And so we're just going to go back to that, but I want you to bow your heads for a moment. Father, let this word bring new life and new hope in each of us so that we can conceive your plan and your will for our lives and not stay in heaviness or discouragement. We give you praise for your plan to unfold and what you're doing in each of us. In Jesus' name. I should remind you that I did not make this public, but I had a dream last week, and I was flying, too. Remember that? I shared it with one person, and it was kind of neat because that night it was confirmed, and nobody knew. So it's neat to know that God speaks, tells us what is going to happen, and it just doesn't manifest right away sometimes. It takes patience. But in Joel chapter 2, it says that in the last days I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And a lot of times we underestimate what he means by that. And when you look at the disciples in Acts chapter 2, you see them interceding and praying and certainly having a very hard time because they went from 500 down to 120. So it couldn't have been easy. And there were challenges on multiples of levels. So, you know, minding our own understanding from the carnal consciousness that we have, we sometimes fall short because we underestimate what God is about to do in us. And I remember my argument with the Lord when he kept trying to pound my mind from the carnal understanding of my future to God's plan and his way of doing things. So I'd like you to kind of just close your eyes for a moment and pray just a simple little prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, let me see a little bit of my future. Through what happened to Jesus. Amen? Now, you remember that Jesus was the Son of David in the spirit. But in the natural, he was the son of Mary and Joseph. He was brought up a little bit in Egypt, and then, of course, Nazareth. He had quite a reputation as far as a carpenter because everybody knew he was a carpenter's son. And I could go on and on and on about all his attributes of his family. He was known in the synagogue. He was known as a very ordinary young man. They knew his sisters, his brothers, and John chapter 7 verifies that they didn't believe in him either. So sometimes we sing a song saying, you know, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like him. And I prayed that prayer. I sung the song. But you know how sometimes God wants to impact your brain and he wants you to recycle the way you think? He wants you to get a new opinion of what's going to happen to you down the road when the fullness of Christ is manifest in you? Have you ever asked Jesus to manifest through you? Yeah. Have you ever asked him to be like him? Have you ever purposed to say, I want to be like you, Lord? Well, this morning, I'm in Mark chapter 5. And I want you to see your future. Okay? In verse 6 it says, when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He
shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me."
Verse 8 is very important. "For Jesus had said to him, 'Come out of this man, you evil spirit.'"
When you are pressed by God to stand against the darkness and to push the enemy back and to stand your ground, you're going to get some opposition. Amen? But notice again. See, this is what struck me. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees before him. It didn't happen for 30 years in Nazareth. The season of preparation. Right? What's going to happen when the fullness of God that manifested in His Son, the firstborn, Romans 8, starts manifesting in you? Look at your neighbor and say, "I can't wait to see it." Yeah. Demons from a distance will recognize that you have the Anointed One inside of you. Are you ready for that? I remember on a Friday night at Grace Church of Christ, when the anointing of the Lord came and demons started to manifest through people, and they began to help each other and cry out from one side of the room to the other. And pandemonium set in. It was an incredible sight. And I happened to know both of the individuals that were under that anointing. Yes, there were demons operating through them. Both of them. Woman and a man. And as soon as the anointing of the Holy Ghost was present to cast them out, they began to cry out to help each other. That was a sample. How many know you can get a sample of the carpet you're going to buy? You can get a sample of the clothes if you want to use a catalog. Samples were being handed out to the body of Christ. And you know what happened? The body of Christ panicked. And guess what? It wasn't the demons that bowed their knee. It was the body of Christ that literally shrugged their responsibility. Confusion set in and some walked out and got scared and brought division. Instead of standing in the way of the Lord and saying, "Wait a minute. We have authority." Mark chapter 16 says you have authority. And sometimes we don't use it. We're waiting for somebody else. Amen? So what do? The other day, how many know you can have Holy Ghost anger on you? Okay? Someone was hurting. And they made that comment to me. You know, "I had a hard time, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't sleep last night. There was incredible pain and blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, what did you do about it?" "Well, I took a pill." I said, "Well, what did you get?" "I didn't sleep all night, so the pill didn't work." found myself angry. And I said, you were playing chicken. You should have stood your ground and begin to worship and praise and give thanks to God. And you would have slept. And I gave her the instruction. Lay hands on your body. And push in the spirit. Until this darkness is lifted and removed from you. But what do? We chicken out. Because we go with the natural mind. Because, after all, it's not popular to pray in the Spirit. It's not popular to use the authority God gave you. But it's got to be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It cannot be because you feel about it a certain way. It's got to be, God, what do you want me to do? That's your first step. And when you begin to intercede, and your spirit is beginning to manifest, and you're going to be a kutu shekeyata with your brain saying, God, what's next? What do you want me to do now? And when you make that statement, be ready to activate whatever it is He tells you to do without question. See, jumping off the cliff means get off of your comfortable position. That's what it means. He cannot take us up into the heavenlies and become leaders in the heavenlies to take over the domain that belongs to the enemy because he's been the prince of the power of the air.
Amen.
Okay? And you won't be able to go there until you make a decision that you've been given all authority. Now, if you're like me, you're going to learn that when you start holding your ground, all hell will break loose. And it's okay. It's bound to happen. It doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable, but I guarantee you. I believe the word for Pete was, all is well. What does that mean, all is well? It means no matter what's breaking up around me, no matter what's going upside down, I will declare that God is on His throne and He's doing it His way. Psalms number 2. The kings of the earth are screaming and yelling and jumping. But God is on His throne and He's saying, you know what? I know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. It hasn't changed. The pattern hasn't changed. It's not a different Jesus that's in you. It's not a different Jesus that's in me. It's the same Jesus that's in all of us. He's in there by His Spirit. So yes, when they see Jesus in me from a distance, they will run and fall on their knees in front of me. They will shout at the top of their voice, what do you want with me? Jesus, Son of the Most High, swear to God that you won't torture me. I had a schedule. That's Kim's version. Verse 8, for Jesus had said to him, come out of this man, you evil spirit. Then Jesus asked him, what is your name? My name is Legion, he replied, and we are many, in a boastful voice. And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. What does that mean? Territory. You know, I remember many years ago, the Holy Spirit, you know, you can know a scripture, Ephesians 6:12. Your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Well, I knew it in English, but you know what? I needed to go to Canada to wake up. Now, in Canada, it's not counties. We live in Hampden County. If you were in Quebec, you would be living in the principality of Hampden. That's without. I'm on the highway, and I literally flipped out. I just, oh my God, I got it! I woke up. You see, we can be asleep. The church is sleeping.
Oh, it's so nice. I'm so holy now. I am full of Jesus.
And all of a sudden, the devil shows up. And guess what? He is scary. But we've been given...
authority. Yeah, we have all authority. The scripture says not some, all authority.
Now, I can tell you that I made some mistakes because I went into the heavenlies without God's direction. And I've confessed that to you guys before. Because somebody said, we should do this. And it was an intercessor that I trusted. Don't trust an intercessor. Trust the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because intercessors can be drawn away. Scotty confirmed it. Two or three witnesses. Many times visions are given. Two or three witnesses have got to come before Kim acts.
Why? Because I will not bow until I'm absolutely sure.
And I won't pull into that realm until I'm absolutely convinced that it's right to do. Caution lights are important. Jesus didn't run to go get Lazarus lifted up because the sisters were screaming.
How many know there's going to be sisters screaming to get you to go and go do ahead of schedule?
If Jesus had disobeyed and gone to those sisters and, oh my God, let's get this poor man healed, we wouldn't have the miracle of his resurrection. So you see, sometimes people are going to try to draw you away. And that's okay. You're going to learn. And will you do it right every time? Absolutely not. That's why we repent. That's why we ask God to forgive. That's why we run back to the one that says, hey, I'm trying. And God says, as long as you're trying, all will be well. But I want you to see again, Jesus again and again, these guys begged, verse 10, don't send us out of this area. Verse 11, plan B. A large herd of pigs was feeding in a nearby hillside. And again, the demons are begging, but they're using a man's mouth. Are you conscious that spirit beings need a body to use? Whether it's a spirit being from the negative side or the God of heaven waiting for your mouth to be activated by the Holy Spirit. Your mouth, when it's closed, creates what? Your mouth, when it's closed, creates nothing. But when it declares and it speaks boldly, what happens? You're going to shake a lot of dust. Legions are going to get upset. Amen? How many have got a few upset at you? That's the bottom line. You've got some garbage ahead of you. And it's okay. How else do you think you're going to conquer? So again, the demons beg Jesus, verse 12, send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them. At least we'll be able to go oink oink. Well, come on now. How many have ever met a mad dog? And you know that there's a negative spirit operating in that animal. Come on. All right. I've met some.
I can remember one time I'm with my wife and we're walking. I don't exactly remember where it was, and this dog literally saw me. And it's going, and it's showing his teeth.
And I said to my wife, go to this side. So she says, I don't like that animal. I said, well, it's because you don't like him. He doesn't like you, girl. And he doesn't like me either. She had a hard time with that. She says, how can it be? I said, Irene, remember, legions went into the pigs. There are some demons that will enter a dog.
Oh. I could go a step further
and take you to SeaWorld. Okay? I could, but I'm not going to go there. I'll just let you go to the Lord. Think about what I'm saying to you. And that dog tried to come a little closer. And I literally said, in Jesus' name, no! And he put his tail between his legs and he went, brrr. Why?
Authority! And you know what? It backed down. It backed down. Because that's what it's supposed to do. Verse 13, he gave them permission and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Now watch the people. Verse 14. That's the people of the world, and the people of the carnal church are going to do the same exact thing. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. How many know that people are still curious today? Amen? Okay. 15. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. I can guarantee you the human nature has not changed. If you did the same scenario today in 2010, the same thing would happen. And even in the church, it would happen. Because people are afraid. If you bow to fear, you're going to serve fear. Romans 6:16. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. But not under the authority of your flesh. It's got to be under the authority of the Spirit. The rest is history. Because it said, verse 16, those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man, and they told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. Wisdom of flesh. We don't like losing our pigs in the water. After all, we work too hard to make a living. Take the hand of the person next to you. Father, without wisdom, godly wisdom, we're going to act and react in the flesh. So I'm asking for your grace and your Holy Spirit to finish His work in each of us, no matter how long it takes. Get us to the finish line, Lord. You promised that you would begin, and you did. And now we're looking for the finished work. We're grateful, Father, for what you've done. And we're excited about the authority of the Most High God working through us by His Spirit in Jesus' name. And for those who are listening to this message, go to the Word, look clearly, and see for yourself. In Jesus' name. Amen. Share some hugs with each other and obey.